BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, we're back from the Edinburgh Festival after reenacting some fan fiction with Matthew Lewis. Have a look at the video online if you haven't already. And because of that, Chris has now got a new wand. She keeps pressing like that. It's not annoying at all. Cheska off of Made in Chelsea makes an appearance on Innuendo Bingo, which we almost had to abandon because Chris just couldn't cope with life anymore. Some highlights of what we got up to in Edinburgh. Stop playing that. And it's been 2 weeks, but Charlie Slough is back.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
You all right?
I'm good now, yeah. I'm fine now. First thing this morning, maybe not so much, but I'm good now.
We got a well early train from Edinburgh. It was a beautiful view, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Saw some great places. It was like, every time we go by the sea on a train, Chris is like, it's the sea!
Oh, I don't know. I just
it's the sea!
Okay, so it's better than you, who goes past every town hooing it.
No, I didn't hoo anybody.
You tried to take a photo at one point for your Instagram to take a picture of a town that you wanted to hoo. I thought it was massively offensive.
I'd never heard of Northallerton before. I'm really sorry to everyone in Northallerton. I didn't do it in the end. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our Edinburgh Festival experience yesterday on the show. Alice Devine did really well, I think, holding it together last night. Loads of good comedians if you watched on the red button. And our slightly saucy, too hot for daytime reenactment of fan fiction with Matthew Lewis.
See, this text came in. I didn't know if it was because I was, you know, a little bit tired that I read it wrong. And then I was like, no, it does actually say this. It says, hi, Scott, I feel like a bad person. Never engulfed fan fiction before, but last night had a bit of a rude dream about Matt Lucas. That's from Katie and Stoke. And I was like, a bit tired there looking at it, thinking, what have we done that's made you dream of Matt Lucas? But she just texted in saying, no, Matt Lewis.
Sorry, yeah, she's got... I hate autocorrect on my phone. That's so embarrassing. I definitely did not have a rude dream about Matt Lucas. Maybe you did, though.
Oh.
Right.
So that's going to annoy you now, isn't it?
We need to put the wand away. This is last night's fun. I know that you bought it on the train with you, so that was going off for about 4 hours.
I just find it fun just pointing at people walking past in the office with the wand and setting it off. It just seems to be my amusement at the moment.
We were in a taxi at traffic lights. It was like, Mills, I'll make the lights change. I'll make the lights change. It's like, okay, you need more sleep.
So worked then though, didn't it?
Pointed it at the traffic lights, didn't you? And they turned green. I mean, it must have been a spell you cast.
About 1:30, I can make the news happen. With
this
wand.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, it's bringing. I mean, they weren't very much money, those wands, and they were used in the fan fiction that we did last night, which is on YouTube now. I mean, they're an integral part of the fan fiction reenactment. But for something that costs fairly little money, it's bringing you so much joy, isn't it?
I love it. Yeah, I don't really know why. It's just been fun having it about today. Matthew Lewis gave his away, almost like a rock star at the end of a concert.
He did. He gave it to someone in the front row. He's like, there you are, my darling.
Yeah.
There's my wand for you.
I nearly did the same, and I thought, actually, no, I'm keeping that.
Yeah. But also, can you make the noise again, please? It's the noise off of You've Been Framed.
It is, isn't it?
We discussed this last night. It's exactly the same noise. Do it again. Mm.
It was great in the pub, this, wasn't
it,
for getting served?
On a trampoline, huh?
It was great getting served with this.
Yeah. Like, I think maybe today, fine, and then the batteries may mysteriously run out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills playing Midnight City M83, and here's Cheska from Made in Chelsea. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Really good, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. A little bit hungover, but I always am.
Always am.
All good.
Just that's how you go through life.
Yeah, mainly, yeah. That's what Made in Chelsea's like. Too much fizzy drinks.
Do you always walk around to this song?
I know, I was going to say, did you demand that today, that song was
I
on?
Didn't. I knew you were going to say that the minute I heard it. Do you know what? It actually sometimes makes me feel a bit queasy when I hear it.
What, this?
Yeah, don't. It's really horrible. Yeah, it makes me get really nervous. And sometimes, like, you're shopping in Westfield or something, and I remember when I was in there once doing Christmas shopping, and suddenly I walked into a shop and it started playing, and it's almost like, don't, it's making me feel sick, and I've got to spit at you in a minute, and it's making me feel sick.
But is it because you suddenly think you're going to have relationship dramas when you're out shopping?
Yeah,
I expect to turn around and see, like, Spencer or Jamie or someone, and it just makes my heart go.
Or a glass of water in the face. That kind of thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it freaked you out so much. It just suggests imminent drama, doesn't it?
It does. It's like, you know, that EastEnders, that boom, 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 boom thing. I'm sure the people, the cast on that get the same thing.
Yeah. Well, we don't want you, you know, bombing champagne over him today.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you never know. Bad luck, Chris.
Hey, so Made in Chelsea, New York's on at the moment.
It is. It's just started.
First one was on Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Those apartments in New York are incredible.
You know what? I think that was my favourite part about the whole trip, is that I got to, like, live in the most insane flat
Like, apartments or houses that people only have in movies. People with, like, regular jobs will have amazing flats in New York, generally in films. They'll never be able to afford them in real life in the job that they're doing. But that was what the flats
true.
Were like.
They were ridiculous. Like, ours was... I mean, I was living with Fran out there, and we had, like... You know, they wanted us to be really safe, which was nice. So we had, like, a concierge and stuff. The boys were a bit more, like, they're in Soho and stuff. But, so it was just beautiful. We had, like, a swimming pool and everything. Like,
incredible. And how long were you there doing it?
Well, we were out there for 2 months. But obviously, like, some people were out there at different times. But, yeah, it's 2 months.
Not bad, is it?
It was really good.
So why are you guys out there? I can't quite remember this. Is there a particular reason why you've gone there?
No, we just always happened to be in New York for the summer.
Essex go to Marbs, they go to New York.
Yeah,
you see. Right. Hey, do you want to show Cheska your wand?
Hey, check this out.
What is that? Oh my God, that's
crazy. It's this wand that I've decided to keep from where we did. Well, we basically got Matt Lewis from Harry Potter and Bluestone 42. We basically got him to read out his own fan fiction.
You know Neville Longbottom off.
Oh yeah, I love him.
Yeah, yeah. So
he's really cute now he's grown up.
That's right, he's blossomed. And we reenacted some online fan fiction about Matthew Lewis last night. You know, like, this fan fiction. That's right, so there's a lot of stuff out there about him on the internet. I mean, you know, nothing against the people that write fan fiction, but we just wanted to kind of represent it.
It brings it to life.
And act it out and bring it to life in the best way possible. And it was brilliant.
I wish I'd
on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. You could
maybe watch that,
a look a bit later on.
If you're running out of ideas on Made in Chelsea, as in, like, I think you should stop throwing cups of water over each other.
And wave your wand.
Yes, get a wand involved. Like, that could be your gimmick.
Can I borrow your wand?
You can get one.
It could be like fingernail sharpen emoji. instead of like water, you'd be like... And that's it. I'm not hearing anything more about it. That's it. And then just a wand.
That would be a great
gimmick. Pretty good, wouldn't it?
Is that how it sounds, Scott?
No, but just, you know, it's just a posh noise, isn't it, when you put... Yeah. As soon as you hear...
No, stop it. I'll be sick.
Oh,
Scott,
don't be sick.
Do
it
your
makes
impression
my heart
of Cheska.
I don't do an impression of Cheska.
Do an impression of me.
I don't do an impression of you. Right,
go on,
okay.
Scott.
Here's the thing. This is my joke from years ago, right, where you get a guest in that you've maybe never met before, and you go, go on, do your impression of someone, whoever it is. And now he's doing it. He's doing, go on, do your impression of Cheska. I've never done an impression of you, but it's meant to make you feel paranoid and awkward. But I don't do one, Cheska. Right, this has backfired, hasn't it?
You do it.
You do your impression of Cheska.
Hello, I'm Cheska. Could I be on Made in Chelsea?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you could come on as my friend.
But not posh enough.
That's how they always get introduced onto it.
Here's my friend.
I think Made in Chelsea, it's like... You know when you're on the telephone and you want to sound extra posh, you put on that posh voice. I mean, I think everyone on the show is quite posh, but I reckon that everyone puts it on a little bit more because you feel you have to.
Also, your name is not Chris. You know, Chris.
Yeah, but I'd call myself...
Christopher.
Yes, Christopher's all right.
Like Chris Hartquin or something.
If we use my middle name, I could be Christopher Francis, and we'll just change it to Francois.
Oh, actually, that's Francis is getting there, isn't it?
It's like Mark Francis. Yeah. Christopher Francis.
But you need, also your friends need to be more like Tabitha, Matilda.
This is the problem. I've got my friend Sir Dossa, Chango the Beast.
I mean, he hasn't
Chinese
got a friend.
Dave.
There's no friends called Cornelius. I bet you know
you
a Cornelius.
Do you know a Cornelius?
I bet you know a Cornelius.
I don't know a Cornelius, no. But I do know like Cordelias and Torquil. And
Torquil, yes, that's a good one.
I do know some.
Theodore?
Yeah, I do, but then Thea, you know, I mean, everyone shortens their name. That's kind of like, you know, Cheska, Binky, it's all
Bitty.
Kind of...
Bitty.
Tibby.
Matilda, you know one of those?
She'd be a Tilly.
Tilly. Yeah.
Olivier.
Boadicea, you know one of those?
No, I don't, but that's a good name.
It's a good name, isn't it?
Herbivore.
That's not a name.
Herbivore.
Like, isn't a herbivore like a dinosaur that eats anything?
Do you know any Porsches? Of course you do.
Yeah, probably. And Mercedes, yeah.
Yes, Mercedes.
Although Rupert's, that went on Hollyoaks, so it's not as posh anymore.
Loads of Ruperts.
Loads of Rupert's,
Sim.
Yeah. Rupee, darling.
Rupee.
Right, okay, so we're going to do Posh Innuendo Bingo next with Cheska off of Maiden.
What's the difference?
What?
What's the difference going to be?
It's just posher.
Wow! Just because Cheska's here.
Because my voice
is Cheska's here, yes, of course. Why not? So, we've got... Normally, we just get the water from the tap, but today it's mineral.
Oh, I love it. Evian.
So, you might notice the difference. So, go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1 if you want to see Cheska from Maiden Chelsea play Innuendo Bingo. Are you up for getting wet today? Do you have a change of clothes?
Yes, but I nearly cheated and bought a raincoat, but I bought a whole change of clothes. I bought knickers as well.
So good.
I'm ready.
We're all set then, aren't we?
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Now, just be aware, Cheska, that the water is really cold on first impact. The first shot is the deepest. So that would be the coldest thing to get used to. So please don't swear. Can you take some water, please? Cheska from Maiden Chelsea is playing Innuendo Bingo today. It's an honour to have you on. It's lovely to see you.
Should we curtsy with you? You're not royal of any kind, are you?
Not royal. Yeah. I think you might need some more water than that, you know. You can swallow it and start again. I know it's quite long, isn't it? So it's just Cheska on her own today. No Binky, Bitty, Tilly, Portia, Chlamydia, any of those her friends. Okay. And...
This makes me feel sick.
Oh, you should have laid off the bubbles last night, darling.
I know, I'm really regretting it now.
It's all good. This might make you feel better, I think, because it's quite refreshing. Right, here we go. It's Innuendo Bingo with Cheska. Starting today with this from Food Unwrapped on Channel 4. And this particular food should probably have stayed wrapped, I think.
Wow, busy in here. Got all the top boners.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're really good at that. How did you manage to get me so wet? Like, so much of it. No, but seriously, I am completely drenched and I didn't even get any on you.
Right.
I am quite well.
It is the deepest.
Got all the top boners.
There we are, loads of you sent that one in. Send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Right, so, I know. But that's it now, like, that's, you know, you
wouldn't... You know the drill.
You know what it's like. Go for his face,
okay.
not
You're
the
in
bin.
The game now.
I know,
in the game.
Okay, wait. I think I put it in too soon, and then I drink it.
Probably just a bit dehydrated.
I am. This is probably sorting my hangover out.
I know. I think it is. You're going to walk away here a new woman. Okay, water, please.
Okay.
There was a big cycling event in London this week, and like any good radio presenter, Tony Blackburn cut right to the most interesting aspect of the story. Over on BBC London.
And no traffic allowed across the junction at Putney High Street for the Upper Richmond Road while the cyclists head back into London. Pippa Sparks, BBC London 94.9, the next travel at 1.
Thank you very much, Lee Pippa.
I didn't hear what it was.
It wasn't one.
Oh,
I'm in such a weird mood today.
Had it coming out too soon.
What, why did it all spray out? She was just doing the travel on BBC London.
A little bit came out and I couldn't stop. It went past the point of no return.
You were like a little fountain, like a sprinkler.
He's a bit tired, Cheska, I'm sorry. Let's try and get through this one, lads.
I'm glad I'm wearing leather trousers today.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And no traffic allowed across the junction at Putney High Street for the Upper Richmond Road while the cyclists head back into London. Pippa Sparks, BBC London 94.9, the next travel at 1.
Thank you very much, Lee Pippa. To your knowledge, has any cyclist been...
What is up with you, Chris?
Hey, seriously?
I might have to duck out of this game.
Can I say?
I don't know what's wrong with me.
What's up?
Scott,
I don't know.
Thinking that he was like the best person ever at this.
No,
normally he is, but like he can't even get through Tony Blackburn's voice.
The clip's too long.
I'm beating
Okay, but
you.
I've got a shorter version for you. Here we go.
Right.
So Tony asks the travel lady... Sorry, Jessica.
Seriously, it's dribbling out my nose now.
Okay, here we go. Tony asked this lady from the travel, this question.
To your knowledge, has any cyclist been blown off yet?
You're rubbish.
It wasn't even that good.
Well, no, it was all in the build-up, which I couldn't play you because you lost it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you to Laura in Guildford for that one.
Do you want to swap? Do you want to go on? Do you want to go?
Absolutely not. Back to Radio 4.
Sorry, Jessica.
It's okay.
I'll take this more seriously now.
This man really, really likes jazz and wants to show it off.
All sorts of traditions in the southern states of America and made them audible on the saxophone.
You're holding your instrument now.
I am.
Oh, okay. I see what your game is now. Yeah. You're making me think you're rubbish and you're like little spurts and then you drown me.
Yes.
That's... My God.
I know, it's quite wet then. But...
Yeah, it was really wet. Oh, yuck.
Okay, more water, please. Over to one of our favourite clips from the Commonwealth Games now. And thanks to our very keen-eared listeners, we uncovered a slight disagreement.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
There was a slight disagreement on the show about how to pronounce this judo medalist's name.
No. I'm not going to put water in until you...
You have to.
You ready?
First attempt goes to Gary Lineker.
And a little earlier, Kimberly Rennicks won Scotland's first gold in the 48-kilogram category. She beat Shishlila Lickmabarm.
Oh! I just dribbled all down myself. I didn't even get it on you.
You can't stop yourself today.
I didn't even hear what it was.
She beat Shishlila Lickmabarm.
Lickmabarm.
Yeah. and again... Let's see how the newsreader on BBC Radio 4 says it. What? Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on, you are playing. It's on the radio.
Oh, this is so stressful.
Come on. Right. Newsreader on... I don't know what's happened to him.
This is so stressful.
Babe, you're dribbling down your chin.
Right, come on. It's the newsreader on Radio 4.
Kimberly Rennicks won Scotland's first gold, beating India's Sushila Lickmabarm.
Have you given up?
I'll join you in a minute.
Oh, Sushila Lickmabarm.
And now we're staying on BBC Radio 4. Right, this is a new clip, Chris, so no excuse not to join in. Here we go. Seriously, you'd have to lie down soon. For a little lie down, you'll be all right. Staying on BBC Radio 4, and Stephen Fry has been helping his cousin with something that he's quite well practiced at. Here we go.
But the Wild West does...
Right, what is up?
What on earth was that?
I'm really sorry, I don't know what's happened to
him. I'm quite good at this.
No, you are good at this. You're playing the game. It's never happened before.
Oh, there's a first time for everything, babe. Don't take it too badly.
I know. We've got a guest in and everything. Okay, here we go.
I'm just going to think of my maths teacher. That's what I used to do.
Think of Margaret Thatcher, that's what they say. Mm.
We're going to have to cancel. Stupid. This is pointless, let's just do it in an hour.
No, we can't do it in an hour. Come on. One more, this is the last one.
Okay. But the world was...
Literally.
Right, Cheska,
you've lost your job. I think I've got your job now.
Yeah, I agree.
Seriously.
It's gotten Cheska in the afternoons. Right, you take the water and just soak him, okay? Because he's clearly incapable.
Like, seriously, like that?
Yeah, it's like that.
Sorry,
what a shambles this is.
Sorry, babe. Okay, let's do this last one. Right, cheers. Here we go.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
Oh my God, that was a good one. That was a good one.
This is just awful.
That was today's Inyo and the Bingo. Jessica, it's really... I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
It doesn't normally happen. It doesn't happen like this normally.
I'm not normally like that. I'd probably be wetter normally.
You didn't get me very wet.
Will you come back?
I'll come back.
Let's do a rebooking.
I think we're going to have to. Thank you for watching and thank you for listening to the really weird Inyo and the Bingo.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Mills here. Have I gone posher since Jessica's been in?
You have a little bit, yeah.
I don't know why. Because, look, really not posh. Hello.
She's very nice, though, isn't she?
She's absolutely lovely. And we will have a rematch with her sometimes because it was a shambles today. But people seem to enjoy it. I've just been looking through the tweets and texts and people were really loving it today. So, last night in Edinburgh, we reenacted some online fan fiction. This is actual fan fiction that we found about the actor Matthew Lewis, who was brilliant. He was such a good sport. We love him. He's been on the show before doing Inyo and the Bingo. In fact, it was the Inyo and the Bingo with the most views ever, like 1.5 million on YouTube. And I'm hoping this video will go the same way. Do you know who we need to retweet it, though?
Yes, George Takei.
George Takei, of course, off of Star Trek, who retweeted the original Inyo and the Bingo one. He's big online, Zulu. Oh. And that's when it went massive.
So do we need everyone to sort of make him aware of it?
If everyone could make George Takei off of Star Trek aware of the... Are you going to tweet him now, yeah?
Yeah, it's an odd thing that appealing for that, though, isn't it? It's a little bit weird.
It is, but, you know, that's why it went so massive last time. What I was really excited about was the audience's reaction in the place in Edinburgh, in the big blue tent that we were in last night. So we were live... on the red button between 10 and 12. There is a YouTube video which you can get on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. And it's Chris and Matt acting out some fan fiction about Matt. Now, this is their reaction right at the start, like in the first 30 seconds, and they had only held hands. Right, and then, I mean, it gets a lot bluer after that. So if you want to see the video, it's on the Radio 1 YouTube. A lot of people really enjoying it. But just to make you aware, before you watch, it is a little bit rude.
There's so many nice messages about the people who've written the fan fiction as well. Because it is, like, quite creative what they managed to do in writing that. Because then it got acted out in real life. And that's quite cool.
I think whoever wrote that would probably... That was the best day of their life.
Yeah. I hope they're proud.
Yeah. Because it got acted out by the actual actor you wrote it about. So thank you very much to Matt Lewis. The video's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. We can't really play any more clips here, can we?
Is that it? Is that all we can do?
I just play some clips of people clapping. That was it. Ariana Grande, Iggy Azalea. Problem on BBC Radio 1.
I worry with you being, yes, very overtired, that you're going to go a bit mad on the horn soon.
I don't think we've got any other horned-up songs.
That's probably for the best.
Do you reckon they've done that on purpose? Because I think they'll know that I'll just be, like, all over it.
Mm. I think if the opportunity comes, it'll be worse than ever.
I don't think it's going to come. Scott Mills here. In 1 hour... Charlie Sloth is back. He's been away for 2 weeks eating, but he's back at 3:40 with Real or No Real Fat Tuesday.
I kind of think we deserve extra portions of him today. Like an extra long Real or No Real.
I don't like that.
Extra Charlie Sloth, extra portions.
That could be his like extra show, couldn't it? Mm. What was the one that Dancing on Ice? Dancing on Ice, defrosted.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was. So yesterday, after our show... At 4:15, in the massive blue tent in the BBC area in Edinburgh on Potter Row, we did In Conversation With, and it was Chris interviewing me. Someone offered him the idea in a pub about 2 months ago, and he was like, "You're all right," and then told me about it afterwards. I mean, I actually quite enjoyed it, but with some of the past, I didn't really want you to bring up. You no. probably could tell.
I think we were kind of dreading it just before, because just before we went on, the radio show just finished, and to be brutally honest, neither of us were really properly prepared for it.
I hadn't really thought about it, because I was more thinking about the Matt Lewis thing in the evening,
yeah.
and then doing the show
and
yesterday.
The radio show before.
And then, so I hadn't really thought about it, and then it was 4:10, and like, right, so you're on in 5 minutes. I was like, what? Oh yeah, we've got to do that as well.
And then the audience all piled in.
There was a lot of
300 people.
Unbelievable.
And then suddenly we were left to kind of entertain everyone. But I'm pleased you enjoyed it, because it could have been a really horrible experience for you had I done it wrong.
You said the aim was to make me cry. I didn't cry.
No. And how was I as a sort of Piers Morgan figure?
Do you know what? You were quite a good Piers.
Do you think?
Considering there was little preparation for it, you were good. I mean, you went back to my early days.
Yes, of course. I mean, we discussed your past radio experiences. I particularly like the moment that we played you some of your stuff in Power FM.
Scott began broadcasting at Power FM, establishing himself as the youngest presenter on mainstream commercial radio. Who would like to have a listen?
No! Okay, right. Brace yourself, because this is like the worst thing you've ever heard.
With a male solo singer from Bournemouth who is about to be quite big. He got his first signing with EMI Records when he was 17. Oh, he's now 21 and still waiting for that first hit.
Yeah, so thanks for that. Where did you find all these?
I did a bit of research on Friday, and some people helped me out as well. But, I mean, did you enjoy the experience as a whole? Did you enjoy your standing ovation at the start?
That was awkward as well. I was like, sit down. Why did you make them stand up at the beginning?
I just thought it would be a really nice thing to do, make it really big. And then right at the end, I did this kind of final thought thing. The aim was to really make you cry.
That was quite sweet.
Self-confessed saviours have come and gone, but one man remains. And I hope for my job's sake and the nation's sake that he's here for years to come. He's one of my best friends and genuinely one of my heroes. He's the world's greatest. Let's give it up for Radio 1's favourite son, Scott Mills.
And then they're standing up again. Also, why have you ended it and started it with the world's greatest by R. Kelly?
How cool does that sound?
It's a bit... It's quite David Brent.
It was brilliant.
I like it. For my job's sake, I hope he's here for years to come.
Okay, and new title for you, Radio 1's favourite son.
I like it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Bit of a weird week this week, because we're on today, tomorrow and Thursday. And then on Friday, for one day only, we're doing the Radio 1 breakfast show. Did you know about this?
I did, yes.
Right, okay. Yes. So that's on Friday, we're doing Grimmy's show. And then Grimmy's off for 2 weeks, so we're going to be switching between 6:30 and 10 every weekday morning when you get up. And if even half of the guests that we've got planned actually show up, it's going to be brilliant.
There's a rumour of one that I'm very, very, very excited about.
Tell me off air. Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
But is that going to happen?
Imagine the lab points.
All right, I'm getting a wavy hand.
Oh, is it?
Which
is
only... international a sound language
okay,
for...
Okay, but listen, I'll deal with that for now. That's fine. The possibility is good enough.
Hang on a second. Have you actually seen any of their films?
No.
None?
No.
But you haven't seen any of their films?
No, but I don't think that matters.
Right, well, how do you know them then?
Just by mates who are massive fans
right,
of
okay.
their work.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's another huge star of acting, which I believe we might have for Innuendo Bingo.
Now, what kind of pencil is that?
Is that double thumbs up. Double thumbs, not wavy hand.
Great.
So the one that you like, even though you've never seen any of their films, is a wavy hand. The big star film guy. Oh, I said guy for Innuendo Bingo. That's a definite. There's also another superstar singer. Is that wavy hand or double thumbs?
Is that? Can you say that one very quickly to me? Oh, right. Okay.
Wavy hand again.
Anyway,
okay,
it could
right.
be good.
Like I said, if half of them turn up, it's going to be amazing.
One and a half.
So Friday morning we're on, and then for the next 2 weeks on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, my God. Did you see last week's Don't Tell the Bride?
No, I keep meaning to catch up on this, though. Was this the one... Remind me of the detail, because you were saying it was a really, really good one, didn't it? That's it. Didn't he go to Thailand to buy the dress?
He was saying that it would be a lot cheaper if he could go to Thailand with his two mates, but obviously not for the stag, but to go and get the wedding dress.
Yeah, that's really noble of him.
He's heard that they're much, much cheaper in Thailand. They weren't, and literally everything went wrong. She was left, her hen do, which he also has to organise, was just like some zorbing down a hill. And then they went home.
Oh, wow. What
he's in Thailand, by the way.
Was she not keen on
this? Absolutely not keen at all.
I really need to see this.
It's brilliant. Yeah, he spent 1,600 quid to go to Thailand to try and save money by buying the suits and a dress out there. And flew 6,000 miles, came back with a blue suit that you could probably get down the road. It wasn't cheaper at all.
I think my favourite thing now on Don't Tell the Bride is what they do with the Hindus. Because with the dress and stuff like that, at least they do try and make an effort. But generally, the Hindu is not seen as something to kind of be extravagant about.
Yeah, they don't seem to bother with it.
It's very much like, let's just tick this box and kind of concentrate on the stag do for us.
That's exactly what happened last week.
And then all the nice things with the dresses and the wedding reception, there's a bit more of an effort there.
Tonight's one, it's on tonight on BBC Three at 9 o'clock. I love this show, Don't Tell the Bride. The guy that's on tonight's one has actually emailed me. He runs a zoo in the Midlands, and he's telling me that, excitingly, his episode is on tonight. He's also sent me the song that he recorded. He's in a band, and he's recorded this song, which was the first dance in his band Envy of the State.
Okay.
Track is attached if you talk about the show and want to play it. Well, we'll hear it tonight, Scott.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Oh, I just remembered, with Don't Tell the Bride, there was this amazing Hindu once, and the bloke was just like, right, we've got to sort the Hindu, let's just quickly do this. Books a pink limo, of course.
Yeah, classy.
To take the girls to, I'm sure they went to somewhere where they put jam in jars. It was like he's attempted to do an activity there, but it's an awful, it's what? Like, it's really not what she would have wanted.
What, they just put jam in jars?
I think they were just put, I'm sure it was jam or honey into jars.
Right, so tonight's one is Scott, who's emailed me. So he used to be, he's been in bands, all the time, like in and out of bands. But now he runs a zoo. So he spends £1,800 on life-size plastic animals to decorate the reception for his jungle-themed wedding.
Oh, jungle theme. Great.
Yes, it sounds good already, right?
Yes.
So his bride-to-be, Verity, has left the most important day of her life in the hands of Scott. She's a paramedic. So he's spent nearly £2,000 on life-size plastic animals for the jungle-themed wedding. And for the dress, he spends just under £100 on the internet for her wedding dress. This is a good one.
Listen, I really want everything to be happy, but I do like it when it goes off.
Yeah, and the dress bit is the good bit, always. So that's Don't Tell the Bride tonight on BBC Three, 9 o'clock, brand new one with Scott the Zookeeper. Sexy Beasts is on again tonight on BBC Three as well at 10 o'clock. They use these incredible prosthetics on that show. It's a dating show, but they transform people before they go on dates. So you're on a date with someone, but you don't have any idea what they actually look like because they'll have like the face of a wolf instead. It's a pretty weird idea, but it's kind of like, can you find the one based on personality? Tonight, featuring dates from Chris the Leprechaun, Jake the Fish, and Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, I found a bit we can play from last night's fan fiction.
Really?
Yeah, there is a bit. Matthew Lewis was joining us in Edinburgh last night. You can watch this in full on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. You won't regret this. It's kind of getting a lot of good comments at the moment. Someone called it unmissable earlier. So we had a bookcase on stage behind us and a fire. Matt, obviously, who has been in Harry Potter before, and Chris, both wearing cloaks and reading out some of the actual fan fiction that there is about Matt Lewis online. This is all stuff that's real, but we just acted it out.
In one hand, the small, spectacled wizard was clutching his book of spells.
That's you.
We haven't got a book of spells yet.
I have to just...
His other hand held tightly onto yours, Matt.
All right.
As he led you...
Tight,
as he led you down the corridor towards the headmaster's office. Fem page. Chris.
Oh, God. The hot breath on the back of my neck...
Oh, my.
Was driving me to the edge of distraction. I wanted nothing... I wanted nothing more than to turn around and feel that breath.
Yeah, we have to stop it there. How's that feel to you, listening to it back?
It's weird, isn't it? Because last night does seem like a weird dream or nightmare.
It's almost what's, like it didn't happen, yeah.
What's the best way to describe it?
No, it's great.
But the video is racking up the views.
Yeah, so that was the Matthew Lewis fan fiction. You'll know him as, he's in Bluestone 4-2 in The Syndicate, but also as Neville Longbottom in Harry Potter, and he was such a good sport. So thank you, Matt. I don't think anyone was expecting him to actually stay and do it, but he did.
Yeah, because he didn't just read out his own fan fiction. You know, we were reenacting it.
We were reenacting it, and he had not seen the script before at all. He was like, no, don't want to see it. I'll just read it and act it out.
There's an incredibly awkward moment right at the end.
There is.
Oh, it's so annoying that I can't describe it.
So many people were screenshotting that last night and sending it to me on Twitter.
Yes.
Watch the video. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Matthew Lewis fan fiction.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Widen dem doors. It's Charlie
yes.
Slaw.
Oh! Yeah!
I've missed your sexy little voice.
Oh, thank you, Squire.
God, it's like Oompa Loompa Orange today.
What do you mean Oompa Loompa Orange?
I can't see where your face begins and your jacket stops.
Yeah, it's like
that
someone's inflated the life raft.
That is so rude. I thought, you know what, let me go for some adventurous colours today, you know, just like bring a bit of colour into your lives and you call me an Oompa Loompa,
you know, when
inflatable
you break,
boat.
When you break down and you're on the side of the motorway and this man turns up in his van...
That is so rude.
No,
I've been
is.
Away for like 3 weeks. I come back to this. I thought you guys would be like, oh, I've missed you so much.
No, he looks like one of them slides that, you know, when the event,
yeah.
in the event of the aircraft and landing on water. Yeah.
Guys, you look very tired.
Right.
You both look really, really tired. What's going on?
Take your high heels off. We're with the children first.
You, honestly, both of you, what's going on? You look really tired. You look,
we're just.
You look weighed in.
Well, mate, we had a late night last night.
Yeah. I heard.
In Edinburgh.
Yeah. 5 o'clock this morning.
Well, not for all of us.
No.
But for some of us, definitely. It was good, though. We got fully involved with the festival. Are you going to Edinburgh tomorrow?
I'm going tonight.
You're going tonight?
Yeah, and we've got the rap comedy show tomorrow night.
Because we saw it was written on a blackboard, wasn't it?
Mm.
We crossed it out, obviously.
That's so rude. But is that the only promo I'm getting, a blackboard? I thought there was posters, billboards.
Not so much. But
no,
there's a lot
really.
Of posters for every single act, and there's like 3,000 shows in Edinburgh. But... You were on the BBC blackboard, which is where we were yesterday, and
wow.
It says, I think it says Charlie Slough's hip hop comedy.
That's right, that's what it is.
You doing stand up?
That's what I do. I do stand up now, 3 times a week. I've been touring all the comedy clubs around the country.
No, you haven't. You've been in Zante and Cabos.
Yeah, I'm lying. I've not been doing stand up. But I've got some really funny comedians coming through to help me out because obviously I'm not that funny.
Yeah. That's a just name above the door kind of situation.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's Brandon, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Here comes Delisa, your producer. She's
has he done something
she's
wrong
probably
going
to tell you what
read that,
to...
Read that.
There are still tickets available. It's not that popular.
Right, OK.
That's it, Charlie.
Yeah, that's it.
OK. So if you... So basically, me and Scott did a sort of Piers Morgan's Life Stories-esque thing.
Really?
To 300 people in there. Now, I was going through Scott's history and I was talking about songs that he's championed in the past.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that he championed a song called Chacaron.
Sorry?
And we played a little bit of it.
What's it called?
Quite
Chacaron.
A few people walked out. They're
it goes
a very
like this.
Sensitive crowd.
Chacaron. 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 Chacaron.
Really? It really goes like that?
Because some people go along to these things because they're very high-profile intellectual debates and conversations that go on in that tent.
Yeah, when Chacaron came on, and... four old ladies from the tent left. You need to watch that tomorrow because there'll be people in that tent and they'll be like, oh, we'll go and see this. It's free.
Charlie Slough.
Yeah.
It is free. There are tickets available.
Yeah, all right, you've said that.
That's a bad sign, the fact that it's free and there's still tickets available.
Well, then, you know, they'll fly out the door now that you mentioned it here.
Yeah.
But do be aware, there will be some people that have just walked in there and don't know what to expect, and they probably will leave.
Well, I've got my outfit ready.
Oh, God, what
tonight,
is it now?
Or tomorrow night, rather. I'm wearing yellow shorts, bright, luminous yellow shorts, a pair of really expensive trainers, and that's it. And I've got 4 different chains that I'm going to wear.
What do you mean, that's it?
That's it.
Do you mean topless?
Obviously. That's how I'm rolling these days.
In his chain, with only his chain on.
What's that song? You can leave your chain on.
That's how I'm rolling. That's
is
how
it?
I'm rolling, yeah. That's just the new thing, and it's branding.
What's
branding.
It? Yellow...
Branding involves topless, really colourful shorts, sick trainers. hat backwards, bang, bear chains.
Should we crack on with real or no real?
Oh, yeah,
today?
I forgot about that, yeah. So it's real or no real. Are these real or no real?
In Japan, a male bra has gone on sale to help men with moobs.
That's fattest jokes starting here. Here we go. More fattest jokes.
No, you're fattest.
You are very fattest.
You're fattest.
And I think everyone around the country is very aware of how fattest you have become over the last year, Millsy.
Why are you talking to him like an idiot?
What?
You're talking like a teacher would. Everyone is aware. I don't know.
They do that, don't they? Everyone is aware just that you are doing this.
If you're going to tell me off, just tell me off in a normal voice.
Yeah. Anyway, so... God, you're orange.
Really? Am I that orange?
So orange, man.
I was so tempted to don sunglasses just looking at it.
Oh, come on, guys. It's not that bad.
It's quite bright, especially with the tan.
Is it that bad?
So
just put his sunglasses on. Millsy has put his sunglasses on. This is outrageous.
A male bra. I mean, it's not the worst of ideas, is it? If it could become a fashion, if enough people adopted it, it could do a lot of favours for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I think it's the kind of thing they would do in Japan. You know, you can buy underwear in vending machines.
Yes.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So if you go out and...
Got a wet fart.
No.
Skid marks.
No, yeah. Charlie. What, then? What do you mean, meow? If you don't go...
That's what it sounds like. You've got skid marks. Meow. Slider. The slider effect.
What are you on about?
You do a wet fart. It's like, help.
Someone do something.
Help. Help me. Is there panic? There's a panic button under here.
Yeah, there is. I pressed it before. I got in big trouble. Security come running in.
It would be easy for you to press it by mistake. Japan's bra to help moves. Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Yeah, they come.
Oh, gosh.
They come in fetching floral patterns. Matching pants also available. But what about this? Real or not?
When Charlie Slough was still an up-and-coming YouTube star, he launched his own range of action figures, available from some South London markets.
A bit like an orange chopper chop.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, I suppose you can't really answer this.
I know the answer to this.
But Charlie is very enterprising. Mm. He's always trying to think of the next bit of merchandise. He's very much that kind of guy.
In fact, he's just given us two snapbacks with BMT on them, Big Man Ting.
Yes. In fact, the back of your one, because you've turned it around the other way, says, ask your mum.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can imagine action figures at one point would have been discussed.
Only available at some South London markets.
Right. Would they have been actioned at any point, though?
I don't know. I can imagine him there with his little suitcase.
Yeah.
Come on, girls! Until the police came.
Come on, ladies. Come on, ladies.
Real or no real?
No real.
This is really interesting because you're probably going to think it's no real, but this is actually real because I got Charlie Slough figures made that were actually USB keys. That is a true story. And I sold them on my website for 15 quid each.
That one is no real.
Well, there you go. That is wrong because it's real. True story.
So if the USB's shaped in the shape of your body, they wouldn't fit in the USB port.
That's rude. You took my legs off and the little key was underneath it.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's so tacky.
It's tacky. So I sold out.
Take the legs off.
I got like 5,000 made and sold them all.
And next.
True story.
This year's Iowa State Fair will feature a sculpture of Kevin Costner made from butter.
So it's Kevin Costner.
What? Why in butter? Why?
Cheap. What really do you mean? Cheap.
But hard to... I mean, easy to carve, but hard to...
maintain.
Melt.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have to keep that refrigerated, wouldn't you?
I just don't see why you do it in butter. I've never heard of that being done before.
Cheaper than ice.
In your place at home, Charlie, do you have a statue of yourself?
No.
Do you have a large cardboard cutout of yourself? I know. I bet you so many celebrities have got cutouts of themselves in sort of real size.
No.
Oh, you definitely do. Yeah, Scott, have you got one?
No.
Blatantly
haven't.
You have.
Have you got a picture of yourself above the bed?
No comment.
I think we've established this real before.
Definitely have.
Okay.
The revolving bed.
The butter one, I think, is going to be no real.
Correct, Charlie?
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Butter sculptures are a traditional part of American state fairs, actually. Kevin's been honoured by Iowa this year. Mm. And we've got one more for you. Tell me if this is true or not.
In the 1980s, a member of BBC staff's job was to inspect the amusingly shaped vegetables sent into a TV show called That's Life. and decide if they were too rude for TV.
So this is someone's job on a programme called That's Life. What they would do in the 80s is people would send in pictures of, let's say, a carrot that looked a bit like something else, and then they had to decide whether it looked too rude to go on TV or whether you could show a picture of that carrot.
Now, what was the actual show? It was a show showing vegetables.
I think it
That's
was just
what
like,
you're describing here.
Yeah, imagine like the one show, but with rude shaped vegetables.
Okay, I'm trying to imagine it, but I'm not so sure. So it would just be a show where people hold up vegetables and people will laugh at the
That's
fact
right.
they look quite rude.
The audience are in hysterics about the parsnip.
Wow. Right.
Sometimes a potato.
Wow.
Yeah. TV was brilliant in the 80s. Okay, so is there a BBC, or was there a BBC rude vegetable inspector?
I got bear jokes, but I don't want to get the sack. Bear jokes.
I know.
Bear jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Good ones as well. You look really cool, actually, with that hat and them glasses.
Thanks, Madonna.
You look real hip-hop, fam.
Is it?
You're working it, cos.
Can I work it?
You're working it, fam. Doing the damn thing.
Cheers.
Real. Charlie?
He's completely forgotten.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
That's go. Right, yeah.
I won. I got another 10 points, by the way, as well.
The modern-day equivalent here at the BBC is a nice man called Andy who had to inspect Chris's wand yesterday before that was allowed to go.
I heard about that.
My wand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It makes the news... the music off of You've Been Framed.
That's brilliant. Is that a real wand, fam?
Yeah.
Yes, it is, fam. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real...
It's great to have Charlie back, but he lost. I got 20, he got 10.
No. That says 30, and you got 20.
Mate, I really can't be bothered today to argue.
30, 20, I won. All right?
Later. Did you, though?
Later.
No, he didn't.
I won. 30, 20, fam.
If you liked all that, then get the podcast tomorrow or listen live between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1. While you're online, watch the Matthew Lewis fan fiction video. Just put Radio 1 into YouTube.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.